I'm Christopher Springman, and this is Body Language. Your body is constantly communicating with you about the status of your senses: sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. And our next guest, Ellen DeVos, was certainly getting strong messages about what she could not hear as she suffered in silence. And the result? Well, in Ellen's words, my loss of hearing was humiliating, embarrassing, and like a cancer that was eating away at my self-esteem. Ellen, welcome to Body Language.
Very happy to be here, Christopher. Thank you for inviting me, and please feel free to call me Tay.
I will call you Tay. Tay. You know, those are pretty strong words, like a cancer eating away at your self-esteem. What was going on, and more specifically, what kind of hearing loss did you have?
Well, my simple layperson explanation of it is this. We all have three ranges of hearing. We have a low, a mid, and a high frequency range. And my hearing loss is in the high frequency range, and that is where speech and certain sounds happen. I couldn't understand what people were saying. My grandchildren and the phone were impossible. I missed out on meetings at work, and sounds like birds chirping, water running, music, the oven timer, TV, and movies were either completely gone or distorted.
How did your physician, Dr. Bruce Gantz at Iowa City University Hospital, describe your, I believe it's called declining word understanding, as your hearing ability diminished?
Well, Dr. Gantz, over time, just told me that my high frequency sounds were just gone. And he said hearing aids, which I was wearing and which I was getting very little result from, were not going to help me.
In this case, Tay, what would your hearing aids not do for you in terms of understanding conversations? I mean, typically hearing aids amplify sound, but that really wasn't your issue, was it?
No, because my high frequencies were gone. There was damage in my hearing, and no amount of amplification or clarification was going to help what I didn't have.
What was it like when you walked into a movie theater or a noisy restaurant or perhaps a party? What did the world sound like or not sound like to you?
Well, it sounded like jumble and mumble. I could tell people were talking, but I could not understand or distinguish what they were saying.
Dr. Gantz recommended or suggested that you consider the cochlear nucleus hybrid implant system. Can you tell me about that and how you made the decision?
It was difficult because by the time I had this done, there weren't many people that had had it, so I had nobody to really talk to and find out about their experience. But Dr. Gantz assured me that the procedure was getting very good results for people, and the beauty of the hybrid, the wonderful thing about this high-tech technology is it is able to replace the loss, and it allows me to keep what I have. You know, I have a lot of good low to mid frequency of natural hearing, and I don't want to lose that. But this device can be implanted and replace my high frequencies. I keep my low, and my brain merges it all together, and the result is I hear speech with crystal clear clarity.
So how much speech do you hear now, from a percentage standpoint, versus what you heard before?
Before I had the surgery, my hearing had declined to 33% word understanding. That's really bad. And now, after the surgery, I am at 95% word understanding, which is really better than most people have without an implant.
Before you had the cochlear hybrid implant, what were things like at work and also in your personal life, too? Let's talk about the job.
Well, it was terrible. I could not do my job. I work in a very busy dental practice, and I was constantly having to defer to my coworkers to do my job for me. I would answer the telephone, and I would have to transfer the call to somebody else to take over. And one embarrassing situation I remember, I answered the phone and asked the patient what her name was, and she said, well, my name is Woof. And I said, oh, okay, it's Woof. And she said, no, it's Woof. And I said, it's Woof, right? W-O-O-F. And she said, no, it's Woof, Woof, Woof. And it, she sounded like she was barking. So on one hand, it was a little comical. But on the other hand, I was panicking because I could not grab what this lady was trying to tell me.
Our guest is Tay DeVos, and we're discussing her cochlear nucleus hybrid implant. What's different at your job? Have things gotten a little bit better over there?
Yes, I was promoted to office manager. I am in an office where we see between 40 to 80 patients a day. I'm on and off the phone all day long, and I'm in different hearing environments throughout the day, and I'm not missing a beat.
And you're still a member of the hearing world.
I'm a member of the hearing world. I am in the hearing world. I would not be talking to you on the phone right now if I did not have the hybrid implant. I'm catching everything you're saying. I'm talking out of my implanted ear on a landline phone. I'm enjoying talking to you because I can understand and hear you, thanks to the hybrid.
This whole process of losing your hearing really impacted your sense of freedom, independence, and mobility. I can only imagine that you really didn't want to go out.
No, I had a change of personality. I came home and on a daily basis just felt depressed, defeated, embarrassed. I believe that others perceived me as stupid. So I am a natural extrovert and outgoing and involved in the lives of many people. But I started to shrink back and withdraw and want to just stay at home and not talk to anybody.
Now, Tay, when most people think about a cochlear implant, they probably hark back to watching activation videos on YouTube or at the cochlear site, which are very, very dramatic. And they often associate the cochlear implant with people who are deaf.
The traditional cochlear implant is for people who are deaf. And the beauty of the hybrid cochlear implant is it allows people like me who have some hearing left and we want to preserve it, and it replaces what we've lost. Because I'm able to keep some of my natural hearing, things sound very well rounded and balanced and rich and deep. So music has taken on a whole new life for me. I can now hear those violins and the flutes and the high notes on the piano, where before I couldn't.
And you can also hear your grandchild whispering to you.
Yes, yes. Yes, I was at the Muni Opera just a few nights ago watching the Addams Family, and I was able to enjoy my grandchildren sitting there asking me questions. I could answer their questions and follow the whole production. I understood everything at the production, both the music and the speech, and I just sat there in awe thinking, wow, if I didn't have this implant, I would be sitting here and I would not be understanding anything that was going on.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language. It's really been a joy.
Oh, it's been a pleasure and a privilege. Thank you so much.
Oh, a pleasure and a privilege. I like the sound of that.
Yes.
I heard every word you said. And for our listeners, you can learn more about the cochlear nucleus hybrid implant system at www.cochlear, that's cochlear.com/US. I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language.